Put that one over there.
Are the Germans very tall? I mean, they're not short like Japanese, are they?
I've really no idea why.
Well, Mr. Mannering said he wanted this up to eye level. But I don't really know what height a German's eye is.
Well, I think you'll find that Mr. Mannering meant our eye level.
Oh. Well, I think he might have said so. I'm not a mind reader.
Morning, Smithers.
Morning, sir. Oh,
here's Mr. Mannering now.
Morning, Digby.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Wilson.
Good morning, sir.
Ah, the defences are coming along nicely, I see. We should soon have it finished.
Oh, I don't know. These sandbags are ever so heavy.
Yes, we've got to move on.
Well, it's the sand being wet, you see. If you'd let me wait for the tide to go out, they would have been much easier to carry.
Never mind that, Pike. It'll stop those jerry bullets. Now, don't hang about.
I'm going as quick as I can, sir.
Yes, Wilson. These sandbags should give us quite good protection. We can mount the machine gun on the top.
There's just one thing, sir.
What's that?
We haven't got a machine gun.
Why do you always have to raise obstacles, Wilson? By the way, have you seen the morning papers? Look at this. Germans advance 50 miles.
Doesn't look too good, does it, sir?
I can assure you that it's all part of our master plan to lure them into a trap. The Germans will never break through the Maginot Line. It's impregnable.
Well, haven't you heard, sir? It was on the wireless just before I left. The Germans have reached Holland.
Good Lord. How on earth did they do that? I could have sworn they'd never break through the Maginot Line.
You're quite right, sir. They didn't.
Ah, I thought not. I'm a pretty shrewd judge of these matters, you know.
They went round the side.
Ah. That's a typical shabby Nazi trick. Just shows you the sort of people we're up against, Wilson.
Yes, most unreliable, sir.
One's obviously got to be prepared for anything.
Well, we've got an excellent field of fire from this window, sir. It covers the entire high street.
Yes, yes, I think we can safely say that Hitler's parachutists will be dead as mutton. Anywhere from Stead and Simpson to Timothy White's. We'll be able to extend our line of fire as far as the Pier Pavilion. As soon as that blasted woman gets out of the telephone box.
Yes, well, that'll be Mrs. Hoskins calling her sister in Colchester. She only ever takes 3 minutes.
Oh, well, let's hope that Hitler will stay his hand until Mrs. Hoskins gets the pips.
Yes, well, let's hope he waits until we get a machine gun.
Well, let's have any of that defeatist talk here, Wilson. It's exactly that sort of attitude that has got us into the mess we're in today. Ah, Pike.
That's the last sandbag, sir.
What do you mean, the last one? That wall's not nearly high enough.
I'm sorry, there's no more sand.
Nonsense, the beach is full of it.
Well, perhaps we can wait until low tide then and get some more.
Time is not on our side, Wilson. At any moment, hordes of jerry parachutists may drop from the clouds. And abusing all sorts of disguises, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A whole platoon of them could dress up as nuns and make their headquarters in that church across the high street and you wouldn't even notice.
Well, I think I would say, you know, that's the Presbyterian chapel.
Good heavens, look at the time, Wilson. Anton Eden is going to make an important announcement in 5 minutes.
Mm.
It's about home defence. Turn the wireless on.
Well, that's a bit difficult, sir.
Oh, really? But what's difficult about it?
Well, we haven't got a wireless set, sir.
Oh. Well, come on, then. We'll have to go over to Elliot's radio stores. We can hear it there.
All right, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, turn the wireless on at once.
Well, certainly, sir. Which one would you like to hear?
Oh, I don't care. Anyone will do.
Well, what about this model, sir? The dulcitone. £6.10, or if you like, 10 shillings down and half a crown a week for 52 weeks.
Well, that sounds awfully reasonable, sir.
You'll be quiet. Just turn it on, will you?
Oh, very well, sir.
What's the matter with it? It's not working, it's not working.
Really, sir, there's no need to knock it about. It has to warm up, you know.
Since the war began, the government have received countless inquiries from men of all ages.
This is it, Wilson.
Oh, yes, sir, yes.
It's a lovely tone, don't you think?
Oh, shut up.
Really?
And who wish to do something for the defence of their country. Well, now is your opportunity. We want large numbers of such men between the ages of 17 and 65. Come forward now.
Hardly worth your joining, is it, sir?
You'll be quiet.
Doubly sure. There will be no need for any volunteer to abandon his present occupation.
Well, that seems perfectly clear.
Oh, yes, sir. And it's even better for music, especially if you...
Not now.
But you will receive uniform and will be armed.
Well, perhaps you'd like to hear another station.
The name of the new force...
Will you leave it alone?
...which is now to be raised will be the Local Defence Volunteers. Local Defence Volunteers.
That's it, Wilson.
This name describes...
Come on, back to the bank.
Right, sir.
What about the wireless, sir? Don't you want to buy it?
Buy it? Don't be ridiculous. Come on.
Right, sir.